T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, your little dude isn't old enough for you to have this yet, but you will. There's always this, like, thing that you do, or at least for me. I always love having the firsts things with my kid, because I know in my life, you always remember certain things, you know, like you remember that first time you tried to ride a bike and your dad was holding the back of the bike and you're falling over and thinking you were going to die, but you never forget that, right?
Yep.
You never forget him taking off the training wheels and you're like, I can't do it. Well, unfortunately, my son's dad got to have that and that kind of ticked me off.
Yeah.
You know, but there's always these firsts and you're so excited about it. And, I get to take my son to his first Red Rocks concert.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm so stoked about it. Yeah. He's never been to Red Rocks.
And he's at the age that he will remember, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you really start to remember when you get to be, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old.
So cool. Obviously, it's not his first concert. He loves 21 Pilots, so he's seen 21 Pilots, and he's going to see him again at the Pepsi Center. But this is Red Rocks, which I don't think you ever get out of your head your first concert at Red Rocks. And I'd be shocked to meet somebody that lives in Colorado that hasn't been at a concert at Red Rocks.
Yeah, I've only been to one.
It doesn't matter. You've been, though.
Once.
That's fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to Red Rocks on several occasions for other events.
Right.
But only for a concert, just one time.
But it's magical.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're going to AJR. And so I'm so.
Well, even the musicians call it the best venue in the world.
Ever.
In the world.
I know.
Not in the U.S., in the world.
I mean, because you can not only see concerts, but you can see movies. They have that movie night and stuff, you know, through the summer. Anyway. All right. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Let's see here. Selena Gomez is doing a new documentary. Well, it's not a documentary. That's not true. She's doing a new show on Netflix, and everybody's really worried for her because they're thinking that she's going to get a lot of grief on it. It's Netflix. It's called Undocumented with Selena Gomez, and it's basically about living a life of being undocumented in the United States of America as a family, as a child, as a father, as a, you know, you get the whole family thing, mom, son, whatever. And people are starting to say that she's not quite nailing it because it's far more paranoia. You live with complete paranoia of being picked up and then swiped up by ICE, you know, at every moment. You get concerned that you can't spend any money because you have to, like, hoard all your money because if you get, you know, swept up, then your family doesn't have any money. I mean, it's pretty brutal.
Now, has she lived that life?
No. And that's the other.
Well, that's part of the problem.
That is.
Unless you've been there and you've done it, you don't know it.
And that's the other problem about this is that.
I don't know if I'm going to follow something that political, serious, whatever label you want to put on it. I'm not sure I'm going to follow Selena Gomez as my, you know, as my, I don't know, tutor on this.
Well, that's the other problem. You're bringing up what they're saying is, I'm sorry, Hollywood superstar, you're going to talk about how hard this is.
Right. I'm not going to buy it from her.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, wow. You know what's crazy about Textnado that's blowing up?
What's that?
I'm scrolling through 8 pages so far of people that, shame on you people. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have a come out to Red Rocks day. All these people have lived here a buttload of time and they haven't even, oh my God, I'm 38. Never 38, never been to Red Rocks. 42, never been to Red Rocks. 26, never been to Red Rocks. 19, never. Well, 19, you're fine. You still have time.
Yeah, but even at 19, you would think you've already been out there.
Right? I know, right? Isn't that crazy? I mean, we literally have the gamut of ages from 19 to, I think the highest we have is 47 years old, and they haven't been to Red Rocks.
Well, if you're not a concert goer.
But they have movie night.
Yeah, but.
They have that whole religious thing, Sunday services.
But it's not like that they have, you know, the movies that they have. It's not like they're, you know, the opening weekend or something, you know, where people go.
They have symphony nights. I mean, they have all this stuff.
Yeah, I've been here 16 years. I've been once.
But you get to count it.
That's it.
You know where I haven't been the whole time I've lived here?
Where?
The Stanley.
The Stanley
Hotel.
Oh, you haven't?
Nope.
Me either.
Oh. Well, that feels
I
like
don't it. Think that's
it's not as
no. I think that's more for like people that come into town, out of town tourists.
It's a more touristy thing.
I think so. Okay. I think people that live here, they don't really care.
All right, fine. Hey, Schmidel, you ever been to Red Rocks?
Yeah.
His little voice is so cute. Doesn't he sound like a prepubescent little boy?
The first time I ever went to Red Rocks, I actually saw Hanson, which is the headliner at Alice in Wonderland.
Really? What? You're a Hanson fan?
Oh, I loved Hanson when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
They were my jam.
A lot of people still do. That's
yeah.
Tickets are flying up.
You know what I feel like we should do is have Dylan sing with Hanson.
Yeah.
Since that's his jam.
Maybe you can get on stage.
I feel like he still has the voice for it.
More so than they do.
Right. Yeah. He's still stuck in Hanson voice.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Stanley?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Let's see here. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Chrissy Teigen, I told you she posted her email and then everybody called her and then she had to change it. And it was just a really hard day for Chrissy Teigen yesterday, okay? Brad Pitt also is a fan of Kanye West. Brad sounds really fake in this clip to me. I don't know what it is. It bugs me. But they ask him about Kanye West's Sunday service. Here it is.
It was. I think he's doing something really special there. It's just a pure celebration of life and people. And it's really delightful. It really is.
Delightful.
It just, I don't.
Maybe it's that word.
Maybe it is. It feels fake.
Yeah, when you say something's delightful, I don't know if I buy it.
I'm really sad about this, friends. I don't know why. I don't know him. Never met him. Nothing like that. But Alex Trebek, he's taking a turn. Gosh, we were all rallying around him and like, yay, Alex conquered this pancreatic cancer, which is pretty much, it never really has good odds, but somehow he had fought it. But here's what he had to say.
This past summer, because I was making such good progress, we thought I was finished with chemo. That was a bit premature and certainly over-optimistic. I began immunotherapy, but that didn't go very well at all. My numbers went south dramatically and quickly. The doctors are now re-examining my situation, and it appears I will be having more chemo treatments ahead of me. Hey, they worked very well the first time, so we're expecting good results again.
Mm. Aw, poor Alex Trebek.
He says that like he's doing a Jeopardy question. Just the way he talks.
I kind of thought that.
You know what?
Yeah, I did think that.
It's
myself.
Like you're ready for him to, what is chemo? That's what it feels like.
Well, that felt wrong.
Well, I hope that beats this thing. But
I know.
The odds are not in his favor.
He lost, what did he say, 12 pounds in a week?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. That just sucks. He even says in that clip that the numbers came back and they're not good. And they dropped, plunged, in fact. So that's not good. It's not a good sign. Well, hopefully you can beat this thing.
Knock on wood. All right, Roseanne, here's something that just like after you talk about something so sad and somebody fighting for their life doesn't seem that relevant, but I'll go ahead and do it. Roseanne says she got fat transferred into her ass.
Well, I just wanted to get a butt. And so when I see these Kardashians, these young women in the Daily Mail, I'm like, maybe I could get a butt like that.
Something makes you insecure and you've been feeling that way forever. Who doesn't want to look amazing?
I did have one procedure where I got the fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my butt because I just wanted to see what it would be like to have some shape of my butt because I just basically have a crack in my back. Now I want a waist. I don't have a waist, so I'm going back for more consultation to see what they can do there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You know, and for Kim, I'm a little upset with Kim Kardashian on that clip, okay?
Why?
Because she said, who doesn't want to look amazing? Well, let me tell you something. Don't mislead Roseanne. You could put a whole dump truck of fat in her ass, and it ain't going to help.
Wow. That seemed mean and hurtful.
What did I say?
That seemed really, really wild.
I didn't mean for that to go on the air. Are we still on?
What was
are
that?
Still on?
That
was, a dump truck of fat?
A dump truck of fat in her ass.
And it's not going to make her look amazing? No. I didn't mean for that to go on the air, though.
That
was just,
brutal.
I thought we were in a commercial set. What happened?
What are you doing? What is that?
I feel like
Lord.
Kim Kardashian is lying to Roseanne's face. I don't care how much you put back there. It's not going to make her look amazing.
All right. And just to kind of go along with that, but at 66 years old.
You think she actually did it? Or is this a joke? We're being duped.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't see it. 66 years old.
Yeah.
You're taking fat out of your belly. You're going to put it in your butt to get yourself a Kardashian butt. I don't know. I feel like we're being duped.
You know, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, and Schmidl told us that girls are super gluing their top lip up to their nose.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't believe him. It's gone viral.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Super glue.
So they take super glue, right, and they put it right here. And then they bend up their lip.
No.
Look.
I see it. No, they're not doing that.
Some of them look good.
Super glue?
Mm-hmm.
Does it eventually wear off?
No, it stays there forever.
Jeez.
What is dumb question?
Does it wear off? I don't know. Of course, you ever tried it?
No, I haven't. Do you want to do it tomorrow, though?
Nah,
I was thinking
we could try it. No, I've got my fingers stuck together before.
Yeah, we
have. It's a pain to get them off.
It is. But like, you just do it like this.
Yeah.
And then it's viral. It is viral. It's amazing. Anyhoodle, Larry King's wife. Oh, it's so sad, you guys. They've been married for 22 years. He's 85. She's not. 22 years of marriage. And then all of a sudden, she was just crushed because she didn't know they were getting a divorce.
There was a moment when I thought that my heart was going to physically burst out of my chest.
I woke up to a phone call from a reporter. And he said, "Hi, Sean, I'm sorry about the divorce filing. Would you like to comment?" I was crushed. I had no idea that this was coming. And I was and confused.
It hurt. Yeah, it hurt.
Looks like Larry threw a monkey wrench in that one.
Yeah, that was sad. She was
got her.
It's really sad. By the way, people are saying they're not using super glue. They're using eyelash glue.
Huh.
So just if you want to try it, I'm just going
to. Yeah, I started to say super glue seems very extreme to me.
Seems like it'd tear your skin off a little bit.
And again, I don't think super glue wears off. You'd have to rip your skin.
Well, it eventually does. Because I've gotten it on my fingers. You just kind of rub it. Is actually a super glue is not that super anymore. I don't know what happened to the formula. It's not that great anymore. I put a helmet on. I put a yellow helmet on my head.
Yeah.
Put some super glue on it, and I stuck myself by a 2x4.
Yeah.
Tried to hang there. Nothing. Popped right off of it.
Yeah. Where'd you get that idea?
As Schmidl looks at us like, what are they talking about? Never mind. All right, and then finally, we have a new bachelor. Woo!
Yeehaw!
Yes, friends, do you remember Hannah being a big whore and having some relations in the windmill with a dude named Peter? Peter, the pumpkin eater. Anyway, well, Peter is now our new bachelor. Here's Chris Hansen.
Sincere, sweet guy, the family. Are you kidding me? Mom's in tears, dad's in tears.
Cheering for their son in the four times.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously got a great job, pilot and all that. Why wouldn't he be a good bachelor? I don't know if I really have any great reasons why he wouldn't be. It really will depend, and this is with all these guys, the timing of it.
So he loves their family, Chris Harrison does.
Got a question, though. If you were a big fan of The Bachelor, and maybe you can answer this on Texnado, because I don't ever watch the show. I don't know if I've ever seen the show. But if you're a big fan of The Bachelor, were you rooting for Peter?
I think a lot of people loved the Peter.
I thought there was another guy named Mike? Larry?
There was a Mike they liked.
Was there a Mike?
They liked a Mike.
There was somebody else that I feel like when the show was going on was a leading contender, that women wanted him to be the bachelor.
And then a lot of people wanted the one guy that was psycho to be him.
Yeah. I can't think of that guy's name. I remember two other names. I don't remember the Peter popping up, though.
Well, you do remember Peter because we did a lot of Peter jokes.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you just did right then. And so we had a lot of fun with Peter.
Right.
And went in the windmill, and then we did Peter jokes. And we're like, oh, my God, Peter was in the windmill.
Well, I'm just wondering if you're a big fan of the show, is this a great selection?
People are saying it was Mike. Everybody liked Mike.
Mike.
Holy crap, man. Why is your T-Mobile bill so expensive?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
What's a couple of hundred bucks?
I know. It just popped up as your auto pay.
Yeah, no.
I'm using BJ's computer.
Yeah. Because I have four lines.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
$50 a line. That's a bargain.
That is a good deal.
That's a great deal. Remember back in the day when you were paying like $120
for
one line?
For one line.
Remember like $140 for one line? Now they're at least down to like, you know, $30-$40 each.
But only, wait, does your baby have a phone?
No. I have I have the family plan, and I've got four of us on it. Me, Lisa, and then Andrew and Austin are both on.
How old are they?
They're in their late 20s.
How late?
27, 28. How late can you get? 29? What's the matter?
Because Powerball Pete also pays for his 29-year-old.
Yeah, but if it's on the family plan, if they go off of it, their lines cost them like $60. And it's a lot cheaper to do it this way.
I'm just saying, I wish I had a dad at 27, 28 that paid all my bills.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Well, I don't pay all the bills. I just pay that one.
Yeah. And Grubhub.
Well, we've paid a couple of Grubhubs.
And insurance.
But they pay all their rent. They pay all their car payments. All that.
Who pays the insurance?
But I only pay for the phone.
Why aren't you answering me?
I don't pay the insurance. No, I switched it up. They got it.
Oh, they got it?
Yep. It's theirs now.
I'm not buying it, people.
Just saying. But the phone thing, it works out.
Mm.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Schmidl?
My parents pay for my phone bill, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think, you know, because it's like $40 a month, I think you just don't go through the hassle of separating it.
Mine's $85 a month, and it's only on my name.
Why is it 85?
I have an unlimited plan.
So do we. Huh.
You need to go to T-Mobile.
Yeah, buddy.
T-Mobile.com.
What are you on?
Yeah. Will you make the switch to T-Mobile?
Yeah.
We talk about T-Mobile all the time, and there's a reason.
Are you on AT&T?
Yeah.
Oh, see, there you go.
Well, that's why you're paying so much. You go to T-Mobile. Listen, I have a buddy at T-Mobile right down the street. I'll hook you up.
Yep.
All right.
All right? Because that is ridiculous. You're paying that much.
Yeah, we should do it.
T-Mobile.com. I love you, T-Mobile. All right, moving on. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah. I was going to pay this last clip of The Bachelor. Everybody says, Jamie, you're thinking of, who was it? The guy that was psycho? Luke. Luke was a psycho. I thought he would have been a great bachelor, though. He's so crazy.
I just remember other names coming up besides Peter as far as a person that's going to take on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I'm a little surprised on this one.
Yeah, and then that's the thing is that Mike was the fave, I guess. Peter was second. And then third was Luke. I just thought Luke would be fun. But I guess I don't want a psycho bachelor. That's not really the goal, right?
I guess.
They're trying to find love. Here is Peter.
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing. I have truly, you know, my entire life looked forward to finding, you know, my girl.
By the way, they're saying Tyler is dating, I think, Demi Lovato. Who's the one that's dating Gigi Hadid? Is that Mike? Do you guys remember?
I have no idea.
Remember, because one of them is dating... Oh, it says Tyler. Everybody went Tyler. He's not dating Demi Lovato. He's the one dating Gigi Hadid. So he's not going to be on that show. He's not going to give up that cash.
Right.
I mean, you don't give up Gigi money.
No, he's found his honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and Peter says something there that he's gone all of his life looking for his love. I don't buy that.
Wow.
No dude does that.
Wait, what?
We don't go all our lives looking for our love.
I feel like...
If they come into your life, they come in. But you're not out there searching.
I feel like Schmidl is searching.
Schmidl, are you searching for the love of your life on a daily basis?
Sort of. Not...
See?
I mean, I'm waiting for it to come along and I'm looking for it, but I'm trying not to be like creepy in a way where I'm like, hey, you want to do this? Like, hang out? Let's get married to just some random girl.
Sounds but like you rehearsed that.
But you do have hopes and dreams of getting married and having kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's not everybody's like you there, cold as ice.
I'm just saying the way he says it is not the way it's looked at.
I think it is. I just think that you have a
I'm going to disagree with that.
Cold soul.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree.
I think a lot of men are out there looking for the love of their life. They want to get married. They want to have kids. They want a white picket fence. They want the whole deal. And unfortunately, Schmidl, just can't find her, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Shmadoo.
Tired of being lonely.
Yeah. Oh, Pumpkin! Right. That's the saddest thing ever.
Traumatizing.
Oh, all right. I feel like we should group hug him.
Poor Shmadoo.
Then that feels weird, too. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.